Well, that's all right there, Charlie. That's it. Yeah, here we come at you again, friends with both barrels. Want you to pull up a pine knot there and have a seat. That's the boys and myself sitting here on the old pine tree, and we're going to do our best to play some tunes here that you're going to like. So make yourself comfortable there and gather around, children, because we're going to open a keg of nails and all go driving here. Friends, don't forget this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your state forestry service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, along with the corporation of the station that you're now listening to. Well, we're going to get things started off here with Robert and his fiddle. Yes, sir. He's going to come up here and play an old hoedown that we get lots of requests for the thing from time to time. And here it is, Ragtime Annie. Well, I declare, Robert, I'll tell you, you made me drop my hat there. I got some, I'll tell you, that's a good old tune, Ragtime Annie. Friends, you know, did you ever stop to think that people that's got youngsters, just like trees, they're a lot alike. Now, I got some children myself, and I've noticed it. They are just alike in a lot of ways. Most of them start off in life, they're pretty scrawny. They're pretty scrawny. But both the youngsters and the trees and the woods and forests, they grow up and develop into both they come right on up together there, and they amount to something if they're raised and protected and treated right. Now, I'm not going to try to tell you how to raise your kids. That's up to you. I mean, I'm just merely trying to compare children with trees, that they are a lot alike. And I know there's a lot of you out there who's never stopped to think about that. Now, there's not a kid in the world, I'll guarantee you, there's not a kid alive that don't like trees and woods and forests and all. Just any child. You take these poor little fellas that's raised around in town, that's their longing desire to get out in the woods and walk around. If you want to make him happy, just take him some Sunday out and let him stroll around in the woods and pick flowers and gather a few green leaves and all that, and breathe that good, clean, pure air that's sifted through the trees out there in the woods. That's the nicest thing in the world. Kids like that, and I do believe if trees could talk, that they would tell you that youngsters is their favorite, too. Any kid is good at heart, every kid. All they need is just the right raising and taking care of. It's just like the old saying, friends. The old saying goes, you know, as the twig is bent, so does the tree grow. Well, that's it. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. I could go on and talk to you here for an hour on that very same thing, comparing children with trees. But I guess I better not do that, because I know a lot of you is already squirming around there wanting to hear a tune. But you just stop and think that thing over. You mothers and dads out there, you just think about how much your children's like trees. But they've got to be taken care of. Trees have got to be taken care of and looked after just like children. You got to keep the fire out. Here's the first tune, and it's a hymn. All the boys and myself are going to gather around the microphone here and sing a beautiful old hymn. I know everybody loves a hymn, so we're going to do our best on it, friends. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. There it is. I know there's a lot of you old-timers out there that enjoyed that tune, and we enjoyed trying to sing it for you. Friends, on the same subject here of talking about comparing children with trees and all, you know, a lot of fathers and mothers, they don't pay enough attention to their children. I know of a little incident happened the other day, and I really know that this happened. There was a man in a grocery store, shopping, getting the groceries. It was on a Saturday afternoon. And he's got a little boy, a very bright little fella, and this man lives out in the woods near me. And this little boy likes the woods and all that, and he's made a practice of letting this child play with his cigarette lighter. So while he was in the store getting the groceries, he was talking to somebody there, and the little boy was pulling on his pants leg there and says, "Daddy, give me your lighter. Daddy, give me your lighter." Well, his father just unconscious-like pulled out his lighter and gave it to the child. And next thing he knew, well, his coat was on fire and had burned about a third of his coat off before he realized he was on fire. He wasn't paying any attention to the child, and he'd been in the habit of playing with a cigarette lighter at the house. And he didn't know any better, and he just hauled off and set his daddy's coat on fire. Well, now, that wasn't the child's fault. That was his daddy's fault. He shouldn't have ever let the kid play with a cigarette lighter to start with. While that little fella comes on up like that, he's in the habit of playing with fire and all. He'll get out in the woods and be careless with fire, and he's really not to be blamed. I'll tell you, if you'll teach those children to be careful with fire around the house, well, they'll just automatically be careful after they get grown. I know there's a lot of you out there know of instances where people have went off and left their kids in the room, and maybe one of them would get a box of matches and strike a match and set the house on fire, maybe burn up everything they've had, maybe lose one or two of the children. A fire is one of the most dangerous things in the world, friends, and we just can't be too careful with it. And I just want to caution you about that with children. Now, all you little boys and little girls out there listening, you listen to old Jelly Elliott here. We like to have you listen, and we like to play for you. But you don't ever fool with them matches and things. That's bad. That's bad business. You take all them movie stars, Roy Rogers and Gene Autry, and all those fellas. If they could see you and talk to you, they'd tell you not to mess with matches or cigarette lighters or anything like that. Because once fire gets started, boy, it takes something to stop it. So be careful. Don't fool with them. Just don't let nobody catch you fooling with a match or a cigarette lighter. Now we're going to play another tune here, especially for all the little boys and girls out there and their mothers and fathers that's got little boys and little girls. I want to do this tune especially for you. Al Jolson done a good job on it. Of course, mine's not so hot, but I'll do the best I can. Here it is, Sonny Boy. Precious hands and big brown eyes makes our home a paradise. He's our darling, precious little sunny boy. Tottering feet that just can walk, precious lips that try to talk. He's our darling, precious little sunny boy. She's our little ray of sunshine from heaven above. We could hardly live without him, our baby we love. Though his little head is bald, still we love him best of all. He's our darling, precious little sunny boy. He's our little ray of sunshine from heaven above. We could hardly live without him, our baby we love. Though his little head is bald, still we love him best of all. He's our darling, precious little sunny boy. Thank you, boys. Thank you. There it is, Sonny Boy. I hope all you little boys out there and little girls enjoyed that tune just a whole lot. We're about to run out of time. Going to have to sort of move along here. But here is just a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you, friends. I want you to listen to it. When you teach a youngster to always be careful with the fire around the house, now you're building a citizen who will always be careful with fire in the woods. Hey! Well, friends, we've run out of time again. Doggone it, can't do much about it, but we will be back. The announcer on the station here will let you know when we'll be back. We want you to come in and set with us another spell under the old pine tree, and we hope that you've enjoyed this program just half as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you. Now, don't forget, friends, this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest and woods fires.